You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Downtown Bloomington Arts Showcase will take place during First Friday, May 6th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the next Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brian Simpson and Amy Wolf are two of the organizers of the event, which is a showcase of area artists meant to raise public awareness of the range of artistic talent in the Bloomington Normal area.
And it takes place in downtown Bloomington, where we have somewhat of an arts district forming already.
A lot of studios in downtown Bloomington.
And several of these, three of them, are galleries that host a group of artists, over 10, 12, or 13 artists apiece. So the art showcase brings other people, other artists, also into the district so that we can showcase the area artists, not just the artists that have a presence in the downtown area. So overall, for the showcase, we'll have almost 50 artists represented in terms of standing at a table, so you can meet the artist, you can look at the work. Some artists will be doing demonstrations and an opportunity to buy the artist's work, or at least an introduction to the artist so you can go to their website or something to see more.
Is this going to be outside or is this going to be in studios?
They're going to be in studios, but also in businesses. We want to make sure that the businesses know that the arts community can be helpful to their businesses. So we're actually putting artists in businesses so that people can come in to see the artist and see the business. People come into the business and see the artist.
It's also at the McLean County History Museum, too.
I understand there's going to be some music involved as well. Amy, can you tell us about that?
Along with the visual artists, because we have such a great art community, we'll have local musicians also. And there is so much talent with the musicians, and it's original music. So we have some great things going on at Withers Park. We'll have the band shell there. And we're going to start with an acoustic guitarist. We'll start the warm-up. And then we're going to have the Magpies, which is a local band. And they're kind of like the White Stripes.
Oh!
It's the woman is the drummer, Mary Noonan.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Baker is the guitar and the vocals. And they're a really great band. They're recording their first album. It's hopefully going to be out June 1st. After them will be The Charm. They'll be closing out the night. They're also a local band doing original music, and they just won the runner-up at the Battle of the Bands at the Castle.
Cool.
That was last week. Yeah, so that'd be really great. And at the same time, inside the Fox and Hounds foyer, we'll have War Painted Horses. This is original folk music. They also just released an album, Murder at the Wheelhouse. And we will have, Hot Sauce Universe, which is bluesy and jazzy and funky and really fun. And at the McLean County History Museum, we'll have a cellist. She is a student here at ISU, and she is part of the string project that my son takes lessons from. Saturday, also at the band shell, we're going to start at 9 with David Birchtold. And then we're going to have a Disorganizer, which is a free jazz improvisational group. Hallucinado will follow them. And then we're going to close that out with Mark Boone. And there will also be other artists at the Illinois Tattoo Company. And at the Fox and Hounds will be the Hedge Apples, too.
So basically, there's a little something for everyone, musically speaking.
Yes, uh-huh.
And art-wise, too, as well, Brian? What types of things are we going to be seeing from these artists?
There are several interesting things going on. At Ramp Arts Gallery, Michael Amos will be doing some glass demonstrations. He has a glass studio there, and so he'll be firing and blowing some glass. The Bloomington Public Library will, on Saturday morning, will be exhibiting their permanent collection. And they have an amazing permanent collection that's really not shown very often. So they'll have Whistlers and Sim Degas, Mary Cassatt. It's really worth going to see that on Saturday morning. There'll be demonstrations at Inside Out, various demonstrations, charcoal, Zentangle, watercolor. And then several businesses, everything from ceramics, photography, watercolor, oil painting. Just a wide range of art media and art techniques.
So is it safe to say, you guys, this is a good family event?
Yeah, family-friendly event, definitely. And so it's sponsored by the DBA, but also by, is it Connect Transit?
Yeah, Connect Transit. Because between the library, Ramp Arts, I think Friday night, the Arts Center will have an opening also. So it covers a large area of the downtown, not just the central district.
So you can hop on a bus to get around.
Mm-hmm. Connect Transit will be offering tokens and maps so that you can find your way around the downtown area using the bus without having to pay for every little movement on the bus.
That's Brian Simpson and Amy Wolf. The Downtown Bloomington Arts Showcase is May 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. and the following Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.